"Won't the dwarf notice?" Firedrake asked the homunculus anxiously.
"Yes, of course he will."
Twigleg carefully repacked the backpack with Gravelbeard's things. "He'll notice when he applies it to the very first scale. So, he'll add more and more brownie spit to the water, hoping to get the scales shiny, which is just what we want, right?" Firedrake nodded thoughtfully.
"Let's hope it still works with so much water added," said Maya. Ben shrugged his shoulders. "We have to try."
"Yes," said Firedrake. "We must let the dwarf go as soon as the brownies have finished so that he can get right back to his master."
"Nope, we don't want to just let him go," said Twigleg, shaking his head firmly. "He'd suspect something at once. We'll allow him to escape. That's the way."
"Escape?" asked Sorrel, horrified. She and Berberchan had finished their work.
"One good helping a brownie gob." "Mm-mm." laughed the Dubedai, placing the bottle in Twigleg's thin fingers.
The homunculus carefully put it back where it had come from.
"Yes, we'll allow him to escape," he said, closing the backpack. "We'll even show him the entrance to the cave."
"That little titch has really gone crazy," groaned Sorrel. "I knew he would. It was only a question of time."
"Let him finish, Sorrel," said Firedrake.
"We have to lure Nettlebrand up here," said Twigleg. "Or do you want him to escape through the water when he realizes his body armor is dissolving? He won't bring the ravens with him. They'd be too close to the dragonfire. But once he's in this cavern, he can't escape except down the tunnel. And we can bar his way."
"You're right," muttered Sorrel.
"It still won't work," said Maya. "You've forgotten the moon. We can't fly inside the cave."
"You can't fly outside it either," Twigleg pointed out. "We told you about the ravens. They'll cover the moon the way they did back then over the sea, and you'll be helpless to do anything but fall into Nettlebrand's jaws."
"Twigleg is right," Firedrake told Maya. "We must lure him in here, and we can fly in the cave. I have a little moon dew left, just enough for the two of us." The she-dragon looked at him doubtfully, but finally she nodded. "Very well. We'll lure him here. But surely he'll destroy the whole place." She looked around her.
"Oh, you two won't let it come to that," cried Lola. "Now let the homunculus explain properly. I want to know what he's planning to do with the dwarf."
Twigleg looked around importantly.
"As soon as the moon rises, our prisoner will escape," he said, "with all the information Nettlebrand wants and that bottle of brownie spit. He'll tell his master where to find the entrance to the cave and how to open it. He'll polish Nettlebrand's armor with brownie spit, and then," concluded Twigleg, smiling, "he'll lead him to his doom."
"How are you going to make sure he doesn't see through the whole plan?" asked Ben.
"You leave that to me, young master," replied Twigleg,
looking at his finger, which still shone golden from the metal of the molten scale.
"This is going to be my revenge for 300 years of misery and the death of my 11 brothers.